Listen to Radio Springfield City this morning. My name is Antoine Vidal, and I'm joined this morning. Hold on to your hats here, people. This will be the second week in a row. First time in history. Paula's with us, and we're going to have some Monday madness.
I am here. I am back, Antoine. That's it. So,
wow.
You need new material because you can't keep whinging about me not being here.
Oh, okay. I thought radio material, but I don't need new radio material. Thank you. How are you going?
Really good, Antoine.
Yeah. How has been your 7 days?
Yeah, fantastic. It's been a week. It's absolutely been a week.
I can only imagine. My week has been difficult too. I'm not sure if you can, I'm not sure if it comes out, but I've had the man flu last week a little bit, and it's probably just a little bit. I'm no longer contagious, but you can just hear it in my voice. Yeah. So it's been the week, Paula. Yeah, it's been difficult.
Do you hear this?
Yeah. No, I can't hear it.
It's like it's the probably world's remnants. Smallest violin, Antoine. That's what that noise is. Just for you. You poor thing with man flu.
Yeah, look, the doctor said I had a remarkable case of the man flu.
Yeah.
So
it's like unique. Like no one else has ever had that sickness before. Like
no.
COVID, no. Hentavirus, no. Just Antoine's flu.
Quit living in the but COVID's like 6 years ago. Quit living in the past.
Hentavirus now. I know. Yep.
Yeah, it's not even here yet. Still, it's arriving. Yeah, it's on the slow. It's stuck at Hormuz. It's on its way.
Is it? Oh, no.
It hasn't been released by the US. No. You can't have that. That's mine.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. We want a piece of it. So what are you doing for your man flu, Antoine? Keeping up fluids,
yes,
eating well?
All of that. Eating well, yes. I see where you're going.
Yeah,
you let me out the gun, but.
So for those, Antoine told me, I asked him what he was having for dinner, and he said, I'm having he tried to say it, make it sound really fancy.
Fancy.
Chicken stock soup.
It's chicken noodle soup. Relax.
And it's not even that, Antoine. It's a packet of sadness. And I thought you were having Maggie noodles, should we say. I call it Maggie noodles. My mum's name's Maggie, so they're always Maggie's noodles. But I thought you were having 2-minute noodles. And you said, no, they are the chicken soup noodles. And so they were the on special at Coles at the moment, continental chicken noodle soup packet of powder and sadness. That is.
And there's noodles in there, yeah.
What? There's things in there, but I wouldn't class them as noodles.
I don't think they're as bad as you're making out, though, in my defense. Like, it is.
If you were sick, I'm all for soup. I am also. I will go Mama Bear mode and I will boil a chicken and I have stock. Yeah, I will make my stock and I will.
From scratch
with your carrots and your celery. And
is this a regime that you do every winter?
No, I have a better recipe for winter. I will circle back to them. But you make stock from scratch and you make you make soup and you make it soupy.
Yeah, yep.
Because of the water. Yeah. But you make it from scratch because you need the nutrients. The nutrients doesn't come from powder. It comes from the boiling of the food.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to Radio Springfield City. I'm Antoine Vidal, and beside me is 3 Michelin star head chef Paula Rizquala around what to make for winter sadness when you've got the winter flu. What to make to make you feel better so you're not consuming a povo 2-minute noodle.
That's exactly right. It is a povo soup. That is, it is a cup of sadness is what that is. Do have a great recipe for you, Antoine,
you?
That I would like to share with you. It's not my recipe.
Oh.
Credit goes to Nigella. It's
Nigella. Oh, she's my favorite.
I cannot, full disclaimer, I do not want to be sued. It is not my recipe.
Yeah.
It is Nigella Lawson's, but it is the best soup. It's not even a soup. I just completely said the wrong word. It is a tray bake and it is a chicken Maryland lemon tray bake. And it is when one person in the family is sick, I make it for the entire family and that is what we eat because it is filled with, I think it's got a whole head of garlic. So not a clove. You take a whole, you go to shops and you buy the whole thing and you take them and you just break them all up and you put them in with your wine and lemon and thyme and then your chicken Maryland, and you bake it really low and slow. Yes, and then you crank it up so that your chicken gets crispy. It's delicious. And you eat the garlic and you eat the lemon and you've just got vitamin C and garlic, and it's that's what you should be having when you've got your man flu.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your feedback.
Michelin star, I'm here all week, I suppose.
I would, just for my own purposes, like to see evidence of that.
Oh, I will.
Like to see that recipe. If you could forward it to my email, that would be wonderful.
I will. And for the listeners, maybe they want it to. We're coming into flu season, so you can post it up.
Paula's Nigella's regime.
It's her recipe. It's not mine.
Yep. Made nice by Paula. Mm. Yeah. Cool. That's great. Thank you for sharing. Yeah.
Anytime. I don't want you to get the man flu again. That's horrendous.
Nobody wants that.
No.
Nobody.
I wouldn't even know what that is. I've never experienced anything like that.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah, waltz around with, oh, you don't know how easy you guys have got it. Mm-hmm. I've just suffered through the man flu.
Yeah. I could have gone really low, Antoine, but I don't think you could have. I don't think you could have came back. I could have said, I've had chemo. I've gone through breast cancer or anything, but I would have nothing pales in comparison to you. And I just knew if I played that joke, you would not be able to play along with me, and that's okay.
Let's go for a quick break. I just need a couple of minutes. It's break time. I think that was a bit harsh.
I'm sorry, Antoine.
You completely emasculated me in front of all the listeners.
I'm really sorry.
Even compared to the main flu. And we are back. You're with Antoine Vidal this morning. Joining me is Paula Rizquala. You're listening to Monday Madness.
It is Monday Madness, and I probably should make a comment if because I was quite mean to you with that last joke. But for the listeners at home, I also want to reiterate that I actually have had breast cancer. So I was not by any means making a joke against anyone with cancer. I am a breast cancer survivor, and I choose to, as part of my survival and my mental health recovery, was to make very, very crude, lighthearted jokes about my own situation. So I apologize that I caught you up in that, Antoine.
Yeah, I hope no one else was offended. All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
You made light of what was a nothing cold for me. So we're back this week, 2 weeks in a row, Paula. What a treat.
It is such a treat. And, you know, I know that you held me ransom because you made me – I love doing Monday Madness, and it's so much more fun. We did have the budget recently, and you – told me that I get to do this again if I came in and was serious for an hour and did the budget. So thanks for, you know, holding that over my head. But no, it's been really good to be back.
It's great. Budget, what do you call it? I call it reply. You call it something else.
It's just Paula's take on the budget.
Paula's
because it's
take
me
on the
replying
budget.
To them. They're not taking me seriously, like little old me. So.
Well, yeah, they probably could. Anyway, that'll probably get air on Wednesday. So if you want to hear Paula's take on the federal budget, just listen in on Wednesday. And so, yes, this is the fun part of the week, of which is Monday Madness. And so you did actually catch me off guard. I wasn't prepared. So I reached out to ChatGPT for some content ideas.
Okay, great.
You're going to like this one. You're going to like this one.
Hit me.
This was the first one, unscripted. I didn't know that this was coming up, but here it is. Worst thing you've ever said to the wrong person.
Well, if we circle back to about 3.5 minutes ago.
An example of unplanned and unscripted.
Yep.
Literally just pressed end while you were just having a go at my man flu-ish. But no. If you would just take it away from that, let's just put a pin in that. Can you remember a time where there's something really bad or something you didn't like or felt bad about saying or regretted later, maybe.
Oh, all the time. That's a daily occurrence. No, I get really bad secondhand embarrassment. Do you know what that is?
I do not. What is secondhand embarrassment?
Oh, that's a huge thing. So I get really bad secondhand embarrassment. And what that is you might have said something or done something and it was a little bit embarrassing. And then you think about it later, and years later, and you go, oh my God, that's mortifying. Like, I can't believe that I said that or did that. And it gets bigger and bigger in my head, and I get more and more embarrassed about something, even though that person might not even remember that I said those things to them. So I overanalyze things, I guess. But I do suffer from secondhand embarrassment. But I also, I guess because my brain works so fast and I talk so fast, I'm always, you know, 7 conversations ahead. But sometimes I'm not even paying attention to my response. And so that gets more embarrassing for me.
It's left the gate before you've realized.
Absolutely. And I will say things like, the worst one is it happens every single year when someone wishes me happy birthday.
Oh.
I quite often will also wish them happy birthday because that's the automatic response. Yeah, you too.
You too.
You too. Always am I'm a YouTuber. You know, all the never ending good thanks, you too. Good things, how are you? Good things, how are you? You know, when someone says, how are you? Good thanks, how are you? Good thanks, how are you? And it's just repeated forever and it's stuck in a loop. So I have a daily thing of things I regret, Antoine. So how about you?
Look, I can't think of anything. I don't recall too much secondhand embarrassment.
What about your worst thing you've said to someone, which is the question you asked me?
The worst thing I've said to someone?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think I've been saved sometimes where I've almost, and I do suffer from a little bit of your affliction where it's left the gate before you realise when you're commenting about something. There's been a time where I was going to comment around someone being pregnant. Oh, you're pregnant. But I hadn't. And which was one of those fortunate moments because.
Dodged a bullet.
I would have been so wrong. And then there would have been third and fourth hand embarrassment all in one.
We'd be talking about it continuously. Like,
it'd be just a bundle deal, that one.
When you feel that. Enough time's gone, I would then
just start again. The clock starts again. Yeah, remember that time.
Yeah.
There isn't anything that stands out, and maybe I don't think about it that much.
Now you will. I will. I've created something for you.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon. Oh my God, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, I'm not sure because I've got a small amount of RAM, so there's 0 volt with me. So I don't have it, but maybe if you do remember something, then just bring it.
I can remind you of things to be embarrassed about. Absolutely. I can make that my life's work.
How about you remind me so you know, I can feel what it's like to overthink things and have secondhand embarrassment. Let's go for a quick break. And when we come back, we will continue the conversation with let's just go for a quick break. I don't know what jibber jab is all about. Okay, well, we'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
And we are back. You're with Antoine Vidal this morning. Joining me is Paula Rizkwala for Monday Madness, second week in a row.
2 for 2.
Yes, that's gold, absolutely gold. Anyway, we're talking off air during this very long break. And you've got to go to the gym, Paula. And I don't know how your week works, but you were saying that you've got to go 3 times in a period that's been provided. But you're going to cheat on this one.
I'm currently on a challenge, and one of the requirements is that I have to have 3 gym attendances a week, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so as
can you
we
voice
all
change
are,
me? So no. That I, my name is Frank.
okay.
Yeah, so yes,
Frank
Antoine.
Sounds like someone else. Frank, I am.
Anyway, and quite frankly, it's been a week and it's been tough. And I normally will try and
smash it out
in the early in the week. I've been doing morning classes and my skin feels fantastic. Thanks for noticing my glow.
Have you got a glow?
No, I don't this week because I haven't been. But normally I go to the gym and I go in the mornings and I smash it out. And then by Wednesday, I've pretty much done my 3 classes because I'm also doing a PT. And I think last week or the week before, I'd done 6 classes by Wednesday. So that was fantastic, right?
Yeah, nice.
But apparently they don't roll over, so I've still got to do three each week. So then this week's come and it's gotten a lot colder in the mornings, so I haven't quite made the morning classes until except for Wednesday. So I've made Wednesday, but I still have two more quotas to fill, and I'm just a little concerned that I might not make it Saturday and Sunday or Sunday. Like, I've got to make it one of them, but I was just going to go visit the gym today.
Yeah, okay.
And then I've discovered something in my spiel. But anyway.
anyway, so.
Don't ask me these questions, Antoine, until after my challenge. I need a win.
Okay. Mm. Yep. All I'll say is good luck.
Good luck. And you're looking fantastic, Paula. You know, absolutely. Thank you, Antoine. So nice for you to say that to me.
Welcome. Yeah. What a great guy. Hey?
So.
Yeah, complimentary.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes?
Always complimentary. So, Paula, you know, I mean, it's great that you're here, second week in a row. Hadn't really prepared any content. So like everybody else in the world, when you're just a little bit stuck on what to do or what to say or words on a paper.
You've cheated. Yeah, all right. So now you've
you found an evenness to our challenge.
You've picked on me for cheating. So now talk to me about your cheating.
Oh, that hurts. Right. That what really
what's
hurts.
What's the worst thing you've cheated on?
Oh, well, I already told you that I have low RAM. The worst thing I've cheated on. Yeah, look, I don't know.
Well, mine's my diet, Antoine, so now that you had to point it out, so.
Is it your diet or is it just your exercising? I think it's more just exercising.
I ate KFC last night.
All right, it's become a truth session. if there's anyone else out there that's just shortchanging gym and just
and KFC Zinger Burgers, yes,
yeah, Zinger Burgers, is that your
No, I haven't eaten KFC I think in like 4 years. It was just that it's been a lot big last couple of days since I last seen you. It's been a big 7 days, so. KFC do some really good combo deals these days, like a burger meal. So I could feed the whole family for $50. Now, that's insane when there's five of us. So
yeah,
you can do like some burger combo thing for $49.95.
And that's not even including the prep time. I don't know what you guys would make for dinner and how long it would take.
Ethnic family, so we make a lot of food.
Yeah, so not only was it $50, but you didn't have to stand there at the kitchen and make some things, make your Maryland chicken from scratch.
That's it. And you'd also think that it would mean my kitchen would remain clean. But that is not the case.
You do have five kids in your house.
It's 5 million, I feel like. And I think there's people in my house that I haven't actually met yet, if I'm really honest.
Maybe you just need to do the roll.
Roll call.
Roll call. Who's here? Who's this new Jeff?
Yeah, that's it. Well, if you took it based on my washing, you would actually think there's 10,000 people living in my household.
Yeah, right. Mm. Well, there you go. Sorry, I'm not burdened with, or we're not burdened with the children's.
I'm sure you've never lost socks before. Look, I don't even have matching socks today. They don't even have to be related.
Yeah, I lose socks.
Do you?
Yep. I don't know how that happens. There's like, because you know about the magic washing basket. Equally, there must be someone that just or something that comes in and steals one sock.
I will kick you if you continue that magic washing basket thing that, it just, you put stuff in there and it just happens. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Oh, yes. Yep.
Have you not seen it? Maybe you're not blessed with it.
Maybe
you don't believe. Like
I have seen the video, Antoine.
It's the same rules as Santa. If you don't believe, it won't happen.
And Amanda will not punish me, and I think she'll thank me when I kick you in the kneecaps for your magic washing basket comment. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
It's magic.
It's magic. True. It just happens. Yeah. It does. Sure it does. Absolutely.
It does just happen.
Mm-hmm.
And but also while that happens, because it's great to have, but sometimes someone goes and takes the socks.
Yeah, look, I reckon there's like a special little land, an island, where socks.
There's Wilson there, and then there's just mounds of socks.
It's just socks.
Yeah, just one side socks. Yeah. Yeah, not both.
Yeah. Mum built this thing for socks and like pegs, and it was like waiting for a mate or something like that, and you used to hang all your odd socks on.
Oh, how good.
And then it was waiting for a mate, and there was more things on that rack than there were actually in our drawers, you know, of all just odd socks.
That is gold. Mm. I like that. What was that card game when you need to pair things? Never
Go
mind.
Go fish.
Go fish. Yes. Yes. Anyway. Let's go for a quick break. See you soon. Yeah, didn't you have something for this one?
No, this is you. I've carried you. Carried you this whole
you
conversation.
You fucking carried me. yeah, all right. We're back, Paula.
We're back
from
yes.
the break. Mm-hmm. And you're back. It's Antoine Vidal for Monday Madness. Paula Rizkuala also for the same madness. It's probably, I think the ratio is probably a little bit higher on your side, but that's okay. No one's counting. It's fine.
It always is. But you know what, Antoine? I have been here two times in a row, two for two.
Two for two.
And if I miss next one, it's fine. Because in the famous words of Meatloaf, two out of three ain't bad.
Also with your challenge, it ain't bad either.
No, I don't want to be disqualified, Antoine. So I've got it planned out. I'm going to go. I've read the fine print. I'm going.
Oh, classic.
I'm going. The length of time is debatable, but it's not written about that. So I will be there. It will be marked. I will do the roll call, and I have been in attendance. Three.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck. Mm-hmm. Good luck. While you were rabbiting on about a two out of three ain't bad, ChatGPT. A good topic maker. And let's see if you've got something for this.
Hit me with it.
Things kids today will never understand. And I know this is probably saying a lot because you're an 86 baby, but things kids today will never understand.
You've got me at a down moment. So I could go respect. No. got me when I was down. Now I've had a bit of troubles with one of my children. Some of my children. I love them all, but we are having a little bit of a readjustment in terms of all things hormonal and teenage years. So it's been a learning curve for me. Apparently, I'm embarrassing, and you know.
That's nothing new.
No,
all parents are embarrassments to the kids. It's
that's right. But kids these days, look, yeah, it's God, where do I even start? What they'll never understand.
Well, they don't understand having to flip a cassette after four or five songs have played so you can hear the rest of the songs.
Oh, or rewinding a VHS tape, you know.
Oh, did you rewind the tape before you took it back to Video Easy?
Or your Blockbuster, yeah.
Yes, your Blockbuster. You are late. This was due yesterday, mm-hmm. last week, yesterday.
Yeah. Or sometimes having to wind it because, you know, if you did hit rewind and then it just, you had an older
video,
and then the shit just went everywhere, you know, the tape came out.
Yes.
Trying to get it back in and get it tight so you had to get the pen in there and twist it.
Yes, the pen, Bic. Mm. What are Bic famous for? They're for the spooler.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
So, but yes, there are kids this day and age that get, they don't realise that some of our icons actually are made because of the actual object. So the save icon on your computer is the
floppy disk.
Floppy disk.
Yeah. What's a floppy?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I've just got my gigabytes of RAM. Yeah. What's?
But they can type, they can code, and they can do all these things. But if we gave them MS-DOS, they would just fall apart. They'd have no idea.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That's MS-DOS. You're taking me back. That's with the original floppy. They were actually floppy because the ones, the icon for the.
Is the harder one.
They were the smaller, harder ones. Smart, yes. Yes. Yep. I remember in my time, we're going to go back now.
Is that with the rock and the slate? Did you have like a stick and
that's
carved?
Mum and dad. But in my time, we had a computer for like 2 weeks, like 10 business days. and there was this cool game on it, and it was lemonade, and you had like a lemonade stand, and you can try and make money off this game. Yeah, it was
so lame.
Magic. Yeah. And that was my first, this is grade five business. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's way back when.
Why did you have it for 10 days?
We had it for 2 weeks because everyone had to share one computer.
Well, like the so village or it something. Would
go, the village?
Was it like the village computer? I have questions. Like, this doesn't make any sense
to
me.
Well, it was in a small town. And so.
Was it like grade five? Like, so instead of taking the bird home and looking after the bird for 2 weeks or something, you know, the class birdie was like.
Oh, no, we had.
Class
so
computer.
this is Nanango. When did we go? I think I moved in grade five. We moved to Harvey Bay. So it was still within grade five. One of those ones. No, we didn't have the bird, but we had the worms that turn into silk, the butterfly worms.
Oh, I think we all did that, yeah. And yes. Then everybody, and they always do the call out for mulberry bush.
Yes.
Leaves.
Mm. At a mulberry tree.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So yep. They came knocking, please, you know, Mr. Vidal, can we please have some more trees, leaves?
Yeah. Yep. Also, mum would be, hey, have you been eating the mulberries again?
Oh, yeah.
No.
No, not at all. Not at all. Yeah. As your face is stained and your hands are stained and yeah.
Thought I had a really good poker face, but it was written all
over. It was all over you. Yeah.
What else? The windy up windows. You had to hand wind up your windows.
And then it gets stuck, you know. And
yes.
We were stronger, I think, as children growing up because we had to really in
there. Everything was an effort.
It was all an effort for things, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know about you, but my kids don't, like, they don't understand if there's no internet, like, what that means. Like,
always been around.
It's always been on. And they don't know the dial-up tone or any of that, you know, like, oh, we're getting on the internet and that kind of, like, they have no idea.
Or you'd be mid-game and someone picks up the phone and you've lost connection.
100%, nothing less, yeah. No, they have no idea. They just go, it's not working, you know.
No internet. So if you had to work out what something was about something, it'd be
encyclopedia.
The Encyclopedia
and
Britannica.
The library.
Mm. Yes.
That was my biggest thing that I wanted when I was growing up this is how much of a nerd I was. If someone said, what do you want to own when you grow up? And I'm like, the entire Britannica collection. I just would love that. Yeah.
And all the way through to Z? Like yes. You wanted A all the way to Z?
I wanted it. Yeah. You can have a collection. I don't have any, right, at all now. Never did.
Can you
not
imagine?
Not sad about it.
Well, not now. Thanks, Google.
100% I am sad about it. I would absolutely still want one of those. I'm having a sook. I never got one. No one ever bought me one. But anyway, so no, I did want to go out. Yeah. And I used to love like reading it and you'd find something like really random out and they almost think it's like you've learnt something naughty, you know. I do remember that. I was so, you know, naive in school and they'd talk about, you know, some random surgery or something. I'm like, oh my God, look at that. You know, and now it's just all on Google. But yeah, they have no idea. Alana's currently, my daughter, she's currently doing a research on the ecosystem of a frog. And she picked frogs because I'm deathly terrified of them.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm terrified of green tree frogs.
I did not know that.
Absolute waste of space they are. Completely. Are they? I'm terrified. All right. Doesn't matter that it decimated our ecosystem that they died.
Yeah,
I don't like them.
Can't wait to hear her research on this one.
On Copilot, the whole thing she's used it on.
Is that permitted in school times?
Apparently. That's what they've taught her to search on.
How much crap I got by having other people write my homework. It's the exact same thing. I was ahead of my time.
Yeah. Well, she's writing it, but she's asking Copilot the questions. I guess like ChatGPT, like, can you tell me? So it's doing the research for her and going, yes, the frog, if we lost frogs, this is what would happen. And then it'll go and talk about how disgusting and slimy they are and from these sources. So they're using it as a search tool. I mean,
well, you've got to come up with the questions.
Yeah, you've got to ask it the questions. And I guess, you know, we will use it to sort of sanity check a couple of things. Like we'll, you know, we'll spitball. So then sometimes at work we'll put the question in. But I've got the paid version of ChatGPT, so I will. So I've set parameters of what it's allowed to answer on, and then my staff have a policy that they've then got to go to those sources directly to fact check.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, it's easy for them now. Oh, I want to know about this, so let's just plug in the question.
So accessible. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if because you don't have to work hard for it, whether the retention is there.
From my perspective, it isn't.
So you can learn something really, really quickly, but then forget it just as quickly.
Because
that's a gift that I've had my entire life. I'm ahead of the game. Yeah. Like studying the night before for an exam, I'll open the book, I'll study it, I'll come in, ace it.
Yep.
Don't ask me a week later what I even did. Not a chance.
Yeah, exactly the same. That's my gear. Or when I was going to uni, I could cram it the night before and I'd be sweet. But don't. The 2 weeks prior, there's no point in doing any revision or taking notes or whatever else. It's all the cramming the night before. It's all still.
It's not a core memory moment. It's just the in and out. Yeah. My boyfriend at the time, I used to love it because we broke up and I was still pining for him. And I was a smart cookie in the class. So, it's fine. I've moved on. 30-something years later, I don't know. But he used to get so mad because he was that person. He was a lifer of a studier. So he would start studying 3-4 weeks before something and he would fill notepads, you know, front and back pages
with study.
And he always beat me in exam, I will say that. He did always beat me by about 1 or 2 marks, right? So, and he knew, but he knew my strategy. So he always, we'd broken up and he couldn't help himself. He'd always say, all right, Paul, I need to know what mark did you get? And I'd tell him, and he would beat me, but it was never good enough that he only beat me by 1 or 2 questions because he knew that I had just – and he was like, you studied last night, didn't you, mate? I did. And then he's like, damn it. So even in maths, he would ask me to teach him, but he would hold off and then he'd go, you know the answer. And I'm like, I do. Fine, teach me. And again, he'd always beat me in the exam, but only by 1 or 2 marks.
There you go. Yeah, well, there's contrast. It's pass is a pass in my book.
No, I was never like that. Go hard or go home.
Yeah.
If you only understand 50% of the content, that's a pass mark. But you only understand 50% of the content.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You just need to pass it. Move on. Fake it till you make it.
We'll agree to disagree.
And I'll tell you when I've made it.
Because I'm really mad. I call my older son an easy B student and that infuriates me. He's me.
Yeah.
He's rocked up.
He's just coasting it in.
He can just rock up, write his name on the newspaper and he'll get a B because he's just that good.
Yeah, I strongly disliked those kids because for me, school was a struggle to get a C. Like that was effort, was just to get a C.
Yeah, yep.
And I didn't get many of them, as you can tell.
Maybe you probably shouldn't have studied the night before. See, that seems like a strategy that worked for me as an Easy B student.
No, it worked for me.
To get your C?
Well, it worked for me. I felt comfortable with that.
Oh, C for comfortable.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I'm fine. Look at me, you know, I've made it in life, so whatever.
You're doing very well, yeah. Look at this, number one podcast in Greater Springfield area.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, a very, very small, teeny area.
We just say self-appointed. It's okay. It's a street. We all start somewhere. The greatest street in the area.
There's an ad for the education department. Stay in kids' school. Stay in school, kids.
This segment is for that. They're like, I am not going to be those two people. I'm going to stay in school. I'm going to try hard and I'm not going to study the night before.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And on that note, Paul, I think you've got to go, yeah?
You've got two out of three
ain't bad.
No, it's 2 for 2 at the moment.
But you're going to make it 3.
It's only Meatloaf song if I don't make it to next week.
All right. Well, no one wants you to lose.
No,
not even us.
No, I've got to win this challenge.
You can do it.
I can do
it.
You
can do it.
Yeah. Just no more KFC.
Oh, dear. Mm. All right. Well, that's up to you. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your week. Maybe. Let's see if we can make it 3 from 3.
What's we're going to go for? We got a song for that?
Oh, we can have a song for that. But tune in. Maybe we see you next week. Maybe we don't. See what happens.
See you around, Dan.
Enjoy your Monday. Thanks for listening to Monday Madness here on Radio Springfield City. More music to come here. And, we'll check in later anyway. I don't know when Paula's just doing something, but she's gone. Bye.
Bye.